Well, we're going to continue our Freedom Friday series today. Last week, we talked with Jim Hickman. Today, we're going to talk to Betty Hickman. Betty, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. You enlisted in your service. You enlisted in the Air Force.
Yes, I did.
Back when?
Back in 1965.
Now, why did a young lady decide to enlist in the Air Force at that time?
Well, back then, I had no real plans to go on to business school, which I was taking secretarial courses in high school. I didn't have plans for schooling. There was no job opportunities in my little small town in Wisconsin. So I decided to try the military, widen my scope of everything.
So you made it kind of easy on the recruiter then.
Yes, I did.
Well, was talk about your family's reaction to doing that. Was that something that they supported?
Yes, they did. I think they might have been a little surprised, but they definitely supported it. My dad hadn't been in the military. He was in the CCC, and my brother was Coast Guard. Mm-hmm. But they supported me. Definitely did.
You made the decision, so you're obviously comfortable with that.
Yes.
You take off and head out. Were there any times where you wondered, what did I get myself into?
Probably once I got to basic training. I was at Milwaukee where I held up my hand and sworn in, and then I was flown down to San Antonio, Texas, Lackland Air Force Base, where all the basic trainees seemed to wind up, and it was hotter than I'll get out there. I come from cold Wisconsin, go to hot Texas, and so that was quite an adjustment. And then basic training was different, although it's still easier at that time for the women than was for the men. We did not have to go and shoot rifles. We did not have to go on field excursions, any of that kind of thing.
But that was a time when they really didn't prepare you much for combat.
No, not at all.
So what were they preparing you for?
I scored high in the secretarial, and so they put me in secretarial work, which I like to do. That's what I was training in high school for.
Sure. So where did you end up?
I worked at basic trainee records there at Lackland Air Force Base. So as the basics all came in, we had to keep a bunch of records on them all. They'd come and sit at your desk, and we'd have to type up a bunch of records, keep files, and so forth. Work for some of the head up people in my office. So it was a busy place.
You weren't dealing with computers at that point.
No, just plain old typewriters.
So it's not like young people today think, oh, what's the big deal? You type it into a database and away it goes. It's there. It was, I mean, you've got people coming, people going, people getting transferred and whatever all the time. Records keeping was not always the easiest job.
No, it wasn't. And I took stenography, and so I did a lot of that. And that's a lost art today.
And, you know, when you think about it, too, when it comes to the military, it's really boils down to it's all about records. It's all about your history put down on paper.
Yes.
Everybody depends on that.
Oh, yes.
What was the toughest part of the job?
I don't know. I just suppose meeting up to the expectations that they wanted from you. Mm-hmm. I thought I always was doing a good job. Later on in life, in just recent years, I got hold of all my military records and I found out I had done quite well according to what they had said, my higher up, my
superiors.
Yeah. Yes. So I was real happy about that.
Yeah. How long did you stay in Texas then?
I was there about 2.5 years. And before I left there, I'd gotten orders to go TDY to Fort Benjamin Harrison. It's a financial center for the Army. And took more secretarial training, typing, steno, and so forth. Some of my people from the Air Force Base there also went. I knew so much that they put me ahead. Instead of staying in the Air Force class, they put me in with some Army classes because I knew so much more. And so I advanced up higher and graduated ahead of them from that. And did real well. And when we all got back to our base at Lackland, We all got orders to go different places. One got Hawaii, and the rest of us got Germany.
Oh, wow. You just missed. You just missed.
I got Germany.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because you know, some people, they go and they decide, this is what I want to do. I want to try military service. I want to take advantage of the benefits. I want to serve, but I also want to see the world. You got to see Texas. Were you disappointed that you didn't get to go places earlier?
To some extent. Texas is so different from Wisconsin. It was just hot and flat and oil wells and cotton fields. And Wisconsin was lovely, trees and water and everything green and cooler.
So now this young Wisconsin girl who was fascinated by the fact that it was someplace different in Texas all of a sudden gets shipped to Germany. How different was that for you?
Oh, I love that there. The country was beautiful. The climate was nice. I think it was kind of comparable to Wisconsin, and they had warm summers, but not extremely hot when I was there. Winter was just plain old regular winter. Mm-hmm. But the travel was nice. I loved traveling. I got to go different places. I got to Austria and Switzerland, different parts of Germany, France. So I enjoyed that.
I have to ask, how is life on the base for a woman? Is it a whole lot different than life on the base for a guy? They pretty much treat everybody the same?
Well, where I was, it was just like living, you know, in an apartment in a sense, although you were in barracks, mm-hmm. and you had to keep your room and area clean, have your GI parties. But it was home, you know, you make it home, you fix up your room.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet anybody over there while you were overseas, by chance?
Well, I made a lot of friends, a lot of good friends.
Yeah.
And, of course, I met my husband over there. He was in the Army.
So you found something good in Europe.
Yes.
Well, talk a little bit about the decision then to leave. You spent a three-year hitch.
Correct? Yes, it was about 3.5 years. Yeah. Well, when I met my husband, he was already had few months left to serve, and we had decided to get married, and then he was getting out. And so after that, we, like I said, made plans to get married, took leave and went back to Wisconsin, got married, came back, and I processed out. So at that time, we could do that. So I took leave about 6 months early, because otherwise I was supposed to be 4 years.
Were you satisfied with what you got out of those three and a half years? Did you get what you thought you were looking for out of the Air Force?
Yes, I did. I got to travel, meet new people, see new things, learn new skills, and meet my husband. And I think it was very much a positive.
So were you able to use that and parlay that into your private life then after you finished up the military service?
To some extent, yes. Yes, I was. I did a lot of my husband's typing and work when he went off to college. Mm-hmm. I helped him out. And I was never working in an office as such after that, but I still use my secretarial skills and typing and that.
Sure, sure. And I'm sure you've taken advantage of the benefits that you qualify for.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Definitely. Had our house purchased through the VA and I also went a year to school, too, and my husband went back to school in Kansas to finish up. I took a year of college also, and I didn't have to wind up paying anything.
Sure.
It was all taken care of,
sure,
thanks to the military.
That helps.
Yes.
Certainly helps. Betty, do you give a sales pitch then to folks, especially young women, if they maybe are considering service? I know it's different now than it was then for you. The world is obviously different, and the military is different in how it handles men and women now. But would you give women the sales pitch about getting in, and if they're not sure about what they want to do?
I believe so, yes. If they have no plans for college or work, I say try the military. I, of course, recommend the Air Force because I've been in the Air Force. But, you know, going into the service, you get to expand your horizons. You get to learn new things, see new things, and you'll find out what you'll really want to do in life.
You bet. Did you make some friends that you kept
in
touch with?
I did for a long time, and then after so many years, it seems like we kind of somehow lost touch. Maybe we can again. by way of computer, I don't know. Yeah. But for many years, I did stay in touch with friends in the service.
It's fun to see where your life expands.
Yes.
Too. Very good. Well, Betty, thanks for coming in and sharing your experiences in the military with us. And again, we thank you and salute you for your service as well.
Thank you.